It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talking Text line, you can watch him on the Data Podcast, is Mr. Jim Derry. Jim, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good, Mike, Bobby. I heard y'all talking about the Yankees a few minutes ago. You think Aaron Boone could coach the Saints? I'm just, you know.
Jim, you done stirred the, pot.
Yeah, but it'd be like, you can't just get – that's why you can't just get the Super Bowl. You got to win it, and, you know, Yankee fans.
I'll put it to you this way. If the boss man was still alive, Steinbrenner.
Yeah, the old dad, man, George, yeah.
He wouldn't be that today. Yeah. He'd already been gone.
George was one of them. Billy Barton said it, that he can't spell patience, much less be patient. So it was really good.
Mike, how many times did he bring back Billy Martin? About seven, eight times.
Yeah, no, I'm a
four
fire.
Times.
Bring him back.
Four times.
There's a lot of passion, a lot of emotion there.
Yeah, he let that pass. It didn't bother him. The best one was he fires him, and then they have an old-timers game, and Billy runs out, and he's the manager for the next year. It's like, what's going on? But that was George being George. Jim.
You know what, he won a lot of championships. So you can make fun of him, but, you know, he knows how to win.
Yeah, he did. Jim, taking a look at the Saints season, I think this is kind of what you thought early on. I remember doing the podcast with you. I thought this would be an 8-win team stuck in purgatory, but they played even worse than that. The first two games, you're like, wait a minute, this can't be real.
Everybody's singing black and gold in the Super Bowl.
And then after that, right off Mount Everest.
Well, I'm going to take something. I'm going to give you credit for it, Mike, because it's something you told me years ago. Okay. The most important player on your offense might not be your quarterback. It might be your center. And what happened when Eric McCoy went down? It's a completely different football team. Even when they won, you know, even when they were close against Philadelphia, even when they should have beat Atlanta or whatever, you didn't have your center. They weren't scoring 40 points in those games. So, that's what I go back to. And I think people don't realize how important Eric McCoy is to this football team. And it's just not – look, you can stink on the offensive line and cover up maybe one spot, maybe even two, but you can't cover up not having a center. And I think that's what they miss more than anything.
I think right now he's the best football player on this team. Now, Fuaga has a chance to be in that category with Eric – as a very good NFL player.
Get more skins in the wall.
The thought process, too, on defense, Jim, I'll get your thoughts on this. Why have they had so much difficulty stopping the run? That was something early on with Dennis Allen. Even when he was a defensive coordinator and as a head coach, they were able to stop the run. Man, that hasn't been the case. And teams have gashed them running the football.
Well, it has to be the personnel because the front seven, I don't know, it's not the scheme that really changes, the personnel. Like when Onyemata and all back with that, they were stopping the run.
Chai Tuttle. Jim?
And Bobby, that's exactly it. I mean, to me, it's the front seven, and you're just not getting the production from. You know, I had this picture last week of Herbert running down the field for 38 yards and Cam Jordan chasing him from way behind. I love Cam Jordan to death. He's in the Mount Rushmore of Saints. But look, he just can't do it anymore. And these linebackers are just not getting – look, I love Pete Warren. I think he's playing well when he's healthy. But I don't think he's getting enough help, and there's just not enough players along the front that are doing what they're supposed to. Chase Young, you paid him $13 million to do what? And it's just to the point where, you know, Bobby said personnel, and I agree 100%, and they're just not getting the job done. You know, Carl Granderson can only do so much. Pete Werner can only do so much. And, you know, when Cam Jordan's get to that age, DeMario Davis is definitely taking a step back as well. And if you can't stop him up front, you got nothing.
Yeah, and then when they get in the secondary, we're not swarming the football. So it's one-on-one tackling. The DBs, the missed tackles. I mean, that was embarrassing against Tampa Bay. I mean, we're not trying to grab the flag or two-hand touch.
Right.
I mean, that one touchdown by Chris Godwin, that was humiliating.
Now, if you're playing flag football, he scores.
That's what's puzzling. And to me, it shouldn't be puzzling because, you know, they're paying these players so much money. And no one – now, if you're a pro, you should know how to tackle. But no one practices tackling anymore. You know, if you go to practice, you know,
they don't do any of that.
Right. And so sometimes, well, I'm not surprised they don't. You can go tackle a dummy, but it's not like tackling a player. But then you worried about,
a shoulder injury.
Yeah, then all of a sudden you had a tough practice. Well, you know, in the old days, maybe you used to go live, but you didn't have all this money involved. And then so you'd have live practices, but now you can't even do that because if a player gets hurt, then you got to compensate him and he's not available. So I don't know what you do about the tackling. I think it's 1-2. A lot of times you exactly. Can try and strip out the ball like with a Debo and whatnot, but, you know, tackle him, then punch out the ball due to Peanut Tillman, you know, peanut punch.
And Kool-Aid is trying to do the exact same thing. And I saw him whiff at least 3 times of trying to punch the ball out. Jim, where do we go from here? Because this season's going to play out. It's going to be a non-winning season. But where do you take it from there?
Well, I have a question for Bobby that relates to this. Do you think – I mean, what I have seen is it just seems like there's a lack of heart almost. It's like things snowballed and they just kind of disappeared for 3 weeks. And I know, you know, you as a former player, you guys hate when we talk about, you know, don't tell me I'm not trying or anything. But sometimes it looks like the defense out there – I'm not necessarily talking about the offense. They've had their issues with personnel and all that. But it just seems to me on the defensive side of the football – it's almost like they've given up on their coach to a certain extent.
Well, and Dennis Allen don't have the personality of a Sean Payton. I'm not saying Dennis Allen's all buddy-buddy, just friends with the players. But you see some players making, the game might be out of hand, executive decision almost like how hard are you playing? Or am I saving myself? But You better be really talented if you're saving yourself because they'll get rid of you and get someone else. The individual I bring up, now I'm just speculating with that. Do you think if a couple of times, and I know this happened even in the past, that at the game's close, Marshawn Lattimore, all of a sudden my hamstring, and he comes out
exactly.
The game. Look at the chart.
Well, he's the number one guy that I'm talking about.
Right, and he's like, man, I don't know. That's why.
And he knows 31 other teams would grab him in a heartbeat.
Right, so I think.
Because he's that good.
So I think that when things are going well, he wants to, and he can fight and be amongst the best. But when things aren't going well, he's not going to lead the other, motivate the other guys on the team.
Nope.
And so, that is. That's frustrating because when it starts snowballing in the opposite direction and you start losing, and I don't know, are we going to beat Carolina? Like Mike was saying, where Carolina's saying, well, maybe this is a chance for us to win.
Jim, I did 3 shows in Charlotte this week. Every one of them had it somewhere in the show. This is our chance to win a second game.
Yeah.
Because we might not have this chance again.
And even though the Saints crushed them and they won that long ago, but and I look at it from a Saints perspective. I mean, look how bad Carolina is. They either, like, you know, not just one category. Like, it's almost a handful. You look, either they last or one before last. Like, scoring defense, they dead last. They can't stop the run, dead last. Total defense, they one before last. So you can just go on, and it's like, The Saints are at the bottom right now. They're at the bottom, but if you lose to Carolina, you're at the rock bottom.
We talk about hard, and I do think this. I do think that they will be rejuvenated somewhat with Derek Carr coming back. I do think that's going to make a difference for them tomorrow. So I do think you'll see them play. I don't know if you want to inspired is the right word, but I do think you'll see a different football team tomorrow. So that's why I do give the Saints an edge. I don't. 7 points seems like a lot of points to me. I don't know if I would give the 7 points, but I do think the Saints will play a different kind of football. And look, if you can't win tomorrow, I mean – I just, you asked me, Mike, where the season goes from here. If they can't win tomorrow, it goes to even, I mean, it's already kind of hell in a handbasket, right? I mean, it just goes into the abyss. It can't get much worse. I think we're talking like 1999 again. We're talking like Katrina year again. I mean, that's where this season goes if they can't win this football game tomorrow. So, I mean, they yeah. either get fired up with Derek Carr coming back, or it's going to be a long, long time. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Couple months.
Well, you know what? I'm hoping you let Little Bryce, don't knock out Little Bryce. Let him play. Don't let Andy Dalton come in the game, because I'm telling you, Andy Dalton can figure out maybe 5%. The beat.
It was exactly. One of the strangest things I've heard on a team, and this comes from the very top. I'm convinced David Tepper's pulling every string on this team
to try and make Bryce
okay,
play.
Dalton is at a full practice for the 3 days. They interview him the Thursday, and he's like, yeah, I've been practicing all week. I'm good to go.
Because he had hurt his thumb in a car wreck
right.
or something.
Yeah. He said, but I'm not going to play in this game at all. This is Bryce's game. My thing is, what? Are you kidding me? Why would your backup quarterback say that unless Dave Canales has told him the boss man wants Bryce to play?
I guess they want to see what they got.
Because remember, it was Tepper who pushed for Bryce
over
C.J. Stroud.
And you look, one of their strengths coming into the season, and now, you know, you never want to be snake bit or injured at one particular position, whether it be interior line or the offensive line in general. Look at our secondary. Now, and we're not necessarily finishing the deal with sacks with the pass rush, but boy, talk about us getting hit in the secondary. We're already without starting outside corner Paulson Adebo. Now, he broke his femur against the Broncos. He's out. Now, three more corners did not participate. You know, look at the practice. Lattimore, his hamstring. Rico Payton, who they'd want to maybe give an opportunity. His back's jacked up. And then you got Kool-Aid McKinstry. Him and Lattimore, they're both out. Now, Mike, my understanding with Kool-Aid, for sure he's out with his hamstring like Lattimore. Then you left with one healthy cornerback, Alante Taylor, who's been the nickel. Now you're going to put him on the outside. And then so who are you truly activating? You got Ugo. He provided depth of both slot corner and safety. So, okay, you're the slot corner. And then they signed veteran Herndon to the practice squad early.
Trey Herndon.
Yeah, so where he's at.
And then Shamir Charles is also brought back.
So I'm saying if Bryce does not have success
against that secondary.
And then you got another safety with Roderick Teamer. Yeah, so I think for Bryce's sake, it's not like, oh, well, look at the Saints secondary, how dominant they are. No, the only one that we have is Alante Taylor that would be starting off.
Jim, they got to stop the run tomorrow, because I think that's the only chance for the Panthers.
With Chuba Herbert. He can go.
If they,
If they can't stop the run against this team, Mike and Bobby, I don't know who they're going to stop the run against. So you talk about Chuba Hubbard, sure, he's a decent running back. But, I mean, every team's got one decent running back. I mean, this team can't run the football either. They can't do anything. So, I mean, if you can't stop this team, but at the same time, if Bryce Young can't get it done against the 32nd-ranked defense that has all those issues that you talked about in the secondary, then – Who's he going to be able to do it against? So I guess maybe it is that kind of game. But I would just thought that Andy Dalton would have wanted to play in a revenge game. You got another one coming up in 2 weeks when Jameis Winston comes to the Superdome. So I just thought that the Panthers would want to give Dalton kind of a treat and say, here you go. But I guess if you throw him out there and he does well, then you can't play Bryce Young anymore.
Yeah, and that, I think, comes from the boss. So, Jim, what would you rather have running your team? He's a live wire, no insulation, David Tepper, every day. Yeah. And you don't know what you're going to catch. Man, I got a couple of stories that he gets all upset.
He's worse than Jerry Jones.
He gets upset if you're on the
field. Who would want to coach for him, Mike?
That's the deal. You got somebody on the field 2.5 hours before the game, and they want him to get off. This is my field. You can't stand on my field 2 inches. And he gets all upset with it. He throws a drink at a fan. He goes into a restaurant that says, let your general manager and head coach do the picking. The owner shouldn't be there. He goes in there and confront the owner of the restaurant. Or would you rather Miss Benson is one thing. Because she lets everybody kind of do
their
deal.
She lets them do their job. You hire the right people to do their job.
And she does have a concern for the team. I got no doubt of that. So does Tepper. But look at the difference in personalities that's in the NFL. Now, again, they both billionaires. Tepper got a few more nickels than Ms. Gail Benson. But, man, how would you like to be covering that team? The one thing for sure, they bad, but they ain't boring.
Well, yeah, and like Mike was saying, with Tepper, he can't handle that. He can't turn instant fix. He's made all this money and all that, but he can't all of a sudden. I know how to run an NFL team. And
so move out of my way.
Yeah, and he doesn't know.
So, Jim, I'll let you last word on that one.
Well, I will say this. I mean, I had some knuckleheads talking stuff about Miss Gale this week, and I shut them down in a hurry because, look, Where would the Saints be if Ms. Gale, if she decides to put this team up for sale? What happens? They're not staying in New Orleans. They're going somewhere else. I mean, nobody in this city or around here can afford to keep them in New Orleans. So, I mean, you better wake up every morning and thank God and, you know, pray for Ms. Gale because I'm worried what happens when she's gone. So, I mean, we want to keep the Saints in New Orleans. I'll take her every day and any day over David Tepper, who's clearly the worst owner in the NFL.
Man. Well, I'm going to leave you with this, Mike. Look, you know, I'm looking at the glass half full instead of half empty. Okay, all I know is this is good. Derek Carr is 5-0 in 5 career starts versus Carolina. So can he make it 6-0? And the Saints are on a 3-game winning streak. So can we make it 4 games? So Derek Carr and the Saints, we've had the Panthers.
So that's positive news. Yeah. We got that going for us.
We got that momentum going. And the one thing, our best player right now, I wish he was a little younger now. He's going to be back because they paid him, Alvin Kamara. Now, I didn't realize this because, you know, I like NFL history. You look in week 8, it was his 22nd career game with 50-plus rushing yards and 50-plus receiving yards. The fifth most such games in NFL history, number 5. Now, that's NFL history. Now, he has 545 career catches and can surpass the great Hall of Famer Marshall Faulk is at 548. So he's at 545 for the most catches by a running back in the first 8 career seasons of his career. So think how great Marshall Faulk is. Do we appreciate sometimes Alvin Kamara? Because I know if they block for him, look at the first 2 games, I think he can still run. He knows where to go. So
the problem is the blocking.
I thought that was interesting. You know how everyone thinks of Marshall Faulk, the Hall of Famer, and how explosive he was. Alvin Kamara is only 3 receptions for most catches by a running back, only 3 below in the first 8 seasons. So Kamara's in that kind of category.
Jim, thanks so much for joining us.
Glad to do it, Mike. And just real quick, when you have 3.5 seasons like we've had, I mean, sometimes you underappreciate guys who are franchise players, and that's what Alvin Kamara is.
Jim, thanks so much for joining us. Tell everybody how they can hear you.
Datitude Podcast is live every weekday morning except Tuesday on YouTube. You can find it. It's Attitude with a D in front of it. Datitude Podcast on YouTube. Thank
you.
So
you take Tuesday off?
What? Come on, you got to work on Tuesday.
I take Tuesday off because I work Saturday and Sunday, Mike.
All right. I think I know, and maybe even sometimes Friday, because I know one of the guys that sometimes works with you. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it, buddy.
All right, Jim.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good one.
All righty. We'll be back with more from the brand new Rouses in Biloxi right here on the Big 870 WWL. We at 2384 Pass Road in Biloxi. We'll be back with more sports talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.